This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launched drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Nuclear weapons were also discussed during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said both countries want to get this thing solved. Trump has repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. As major demonstrations rocked Hong Kong on the 22nd anniversary of its reunification with China, AP correspondent Kem Moritsugu reports protesters battered their way into the city's legislative complex Monday night.
The protesters have complete run of the building. They have gone into the main chamber, the main meeting room of the legislature. They've climbed on the desks. They have spray-painted slogans on the wall saying we want direct election of our leader. They have pulled down portraits of legislative leaders and smashed them.
AP's Ken Moritsugu. Although the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. This is VOA News. A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all the assailants. An Interior Ministry spokesman said security forces were in the process of clearing the area and detonating explosives the assailants had brought with them. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid, which came as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across Sudan on Sunday against the ruling generals, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out longtime leader Omar al-Bashir. Mohamed Al-Amin reports from Khartoum on what organizers are calling a million-man march.
Chanting anti-military slogans and raising Sudan's flag, the protesters took to the streets of the capital and headed the presidential palace. In addition, demanding a civilian government, they called for those behind the deadly crackdown on protesters on June 3rd to be brought to justice. On Sunday, there were reports of tear gas and live bullets being fired in an effort to disperse demonstrators. Mohamed Al-Amin for VOA News, Khartoum.
A Sudanese doctors group says five people were killed and several seriously wounded during the day of demonstrations. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, told a briefing in San Salvador Sunday that the death of a father and his young daughter who drowned trying to reach the United States was tragic. The photograph of the two migrants face down in the river between Mexico and Texas has garnered worldwide attention. The two bodies were returned to El Salvador Sunday for burial. People don't flee their homes because they want to. People flee their homes because they feel they have to, Bukele said. It's our fault. We have to focus on making our country better. Five Japanese whaling ships set off Monday to begin the country's first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. One returned to Kushiro Port in northern Japan later in the day with the first minke whale taken in the hunt. Japan stopped commercial whaling in 1988 after the International Whaling Commission, the IWC, imposed a moratorium on killing the giant mammals. But it continued to hunt whales for what it claimed was scientific research. Critics have long disputed that claim, calling it commercial whaling in disguise. In December, Japan announced it would leave the IWC on June 30th. Its ships will be limited to hunting in their own territorial waters with a quota of 227 animals. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA 1, The best music today. Now.